Welcome back to The Selfie Life. I am Goog Applebaum, and I brought two friends along. One is Katie, my good friend Katie. Welcome. And the other one's not actually a friend. We had to invite Scott back because I'm being blackmailed.
I thought you were going to change the song.
No, why would we change the song? And I know that the millions and millions of the Goldaholics out there can't see Katie's fit today, but she is wearing a red Adidas, and I know that's Run DMC, but still, it fits in with the genre of music that we open the show with.
And I have some brand new green shell toe Adidas on as well.
Oh, that nice!
I know you're a shoe guy. Yeah,
I am. I it's all about the kicks. So, mm-hmm. Katie, I think we've talked about this, and I know that Mr. Opinionated is going to chime in, but I will pick the kicks I want to start my day with and then work my the rest of my outfit around that.
Mm-hmm. I have probably 10 pairs of tennis shoes and other shoes, but sneakers I've got about 10 pairs of.
Yeah,
we got sneakers.
Mm-hmm. All right, before we go, Scott, because we got a really big show.
That's fine. But on the off chance there's people actually listening to this, I think part of the issue is something you just said a little bit ago. You said outfit. You should not be using the word outfit unless you're talking about a little kid's outfit. You shouldn't be wearing outfits. You're pushing 60. Other issues.
Okay. That's
you shouldn't wear outfits.
That's a stretch.
What's a stretch?
That I'm pushing 60.
How old are you? I didn't ask. I'm not denying that I'm 60.
I'm not 60.
How old are you?
I'm trying to remember. 56, going on 18.
So that's closer to 60 than 50, and 56 shouldn't be wearing outfits.
It's not an outfit, it's a fit.
You said the word outfit.
Okay.
I said my outfit around my shoes.
It's actually a fit.
It shouldn't be a fit for someone 56, 7, 8, or 9. That's my point.
I think you could have a fit at any age.
Yeah. Okay. Just because you don't have.
What do you mean? I got a lime green sweatshirt on.
Well, that doesn't look green to me, but whatever. You're on the radio. You don't have to wear white to try and look tan.
I have like two long sleeve shirts here. And I've been going through them rapidly.
We have a huge show today. I have to get in some things before you continue to interrupt.
Katie talked.
I'm assuming Katie did her homework. I know there's no chance you did. But
what was my homework?
It's the top five living people you want to take a selfie with. So we are all going to share our top five. People we want to give a selfie. That's later on the show because it's so big that we can't. So you have time to think about it.
By the way, Katie, I just watched before I left town, I watched him take a selfie with someone. It was the most awkward situation.
Not just someone.
A news reporter. Channel four?
Nine. No, four. You know what? No, Channel 11. We've had so many. I mean, that. So it was Channel 11, then on opening day at Highland Popcorn, we had Channel 9 Fox there. And then this past Monday, we had Minnesota Live with Lauren doing two segments live from the store, and we were closed that day. So that was interesting.
Has nothing to do with what I watched him.
I have a selfie with Lauren also.
Okay,
I watched him ask a 19-year-old reporter for a selfie. It was ridiculous.
And did you see it? Wait, so not only was she excited.
Well, what was she going to do? She wasn't
excited. No. Wait. I just have to say something. So I posted it on Instagram, which that's what you do. And I tagged her in it. And Scott's going to hate this, but she reposted it, Katie.
That's pretty good. That's validation right there. Selfies.
And wait, it gets better.
There's so much I want to say, and I can't.
Wait, Katie, not only did she repost it, she followed me.
double validation. You gotta take
right
double
selfies. Big week on social media. I have so much to cover.
You know why she reposted it?
She reposted the picture of her and I on her story, so all of her followers saw it.
Well, maybe that part's true, but you know why she did it?
Because she wanted more followers. She wanted the clout because I gave her clout.
No, actually, the opposite. It was more of a pity thing, and I don't want to say the exact. I don't want to say I don't want to say exactly what I need to say because I can't.
You can be jelly all you want. The fact of the matter is,
I was standing right there. I could have had one with you or her.
Maybe not with me.
I could have.
I mean, if you asked, maybe. But
right, that's my point. Okay. So I wasn't jealous.
So I just have to go back because we're talking about, and then we have so much we got to cover. But it was a huge week for social media. So the one non-reality TV show I watch is called Blended Family. It's on Carrie Levin. It's one of the funniest sitcoms I've seen in a long, long time. So Abigail Spencer is one of the stars. So
are we supposed to know who that is?
No, but Katie will look it up and tell you everything she's been in. She's been in some major shows.
But Katie didn't even know who she was.
I don't know.
But she will when she looks her up. And it doesn't really matter, I suppose. But anyway, so I'm not on the X very often. But I posted on the X saying, well done. Was a five? I think it's Carrie Levin. Now I forget. I said, well done to Carrie Levin and Abigail Spencer. Funniest show I've seen in a long time. Guess who liked it?
Abigail Spencer?
Correct. Her manager. No, her manager. Her manager.
Doesn't matter. I can think what I want. She liked it.
No, she didn't.
Okay. You go look.
Her manager liked it.
No, like, I think she like liked it. She's a very attractive woman, and I think she looked at my profile.
Even more reason why she didn't like it.
You know what?
I'm sure she's waiting for some stooge from Minnesota who's almost 60 to tweet at her so she can tweet back. I'm sure that's Katie, exactly what she's doing.
I'm so sorry that he's so jelly that it's coming across so like this. I apologize, Katie.
Go ahead. I'm not going to keep you up anymore.
Okay, well, first of all, I want to wish you both, before I forget, a National Supermarket Employee Day.
Ooh, it's it's National Margarita Day.
Well, it's both, I guess.
And you guys both worked in supermarkets?
Yes.
Correct. So this leads me to something else. So I want to give some feedback I got from some of the listeners of our relaunch episode.
How do we know this is true?
Because when you hear them, you're going to know it's true.
Okay.
So one is they want me to bring back what I used to do was I would have the Yiddish word of the week. And someone requested that we bring that back. So, Katie, I'm not sure if you're aware of Yiddish is a language used by a certain religion. That
slang.
Yeah.
Yes, I don't know any Yiddish.
Okay, I'm glad you asked. So
I actually think you actually do know some Yiddish.
You do.
You don't
like oy vey.
Okay, oy vey. Yes.
You know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Schmuck.
Schmuck. Okay.
Huts. Well, we can't use them all.
Oh, wait, you can't see what I'm seeing, so never mind.
I see.
No, and I don't know what.
Did you see that?
I don't know what that means. So
I think he's pointing at you.
I was pointing down.
Well, I'm above you, you putz.
Not on ours.
Oh, well, okay. So then, yeah, that's better. That was right, actually, you pointed right at me. Anyway, so today's Yiddish word of the week is geveldia.
Wait, time out.
Give the explanation what it is.
But wait, someone just writes into you and you do it?
No, that but this desperate. One, I put this, not I all of them. I'm going to,
okay.
I'm Go going ahead. To tell you what they all are and we'll decide what we're going to do. But this one was very popular, Yiddish word. Right. So, and because this one actually fit because, now that we're doing the selfie life again. So what that means is exceptional, which I am. Remarkable, which I am. Tremendous, which I am. And amazing, which I am. So that is the Yiddish word. And I just felt it was fitting for me.
What can you say it again?
It's spelled, really? Let me give you the spelling first, like the okay. kids on the spelling bee. G-E-V-A-L-D-I-A. So Gebeldia.
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 And Katie, guess what? I have my Yiddish word of the day. It's called Meshugana.
Meshugana.
Do you want to explain that?
That's the word of every day. Oh, that's my favorite word.
What does it mean?
It means crazy, goofy, loser. Well, Scott will say loser. It's nuts. Like you're goofy, you're nuts, I don't take offense to that though. Maybe I should, but I think it's a compliment.
I don't, but go ahead. Okay.
Okay.
All right, next.
Okay, so we're gonna vote that we're gonna bring back the Jewish word of the week.
Yeah, I like it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So here's the next one. One of the haters, and actually probably the hater, said that I should never get rid of Katie because she's the only one that can keep you and I on track. So that was more of a comment than anything.
All right. Okay. I will be the referee.
Okay. Next one is our good friend, Aaron Smith, who paid us a visit at my employment and would love to maybe be on your show on Friday sometime. Said that he's worried that now that I've hit big time and we're on the radio, he's afraid that I'm going to lose some of my crazy, or should I say Meshugana, antics, and that I will try and be a little bit more professional than I used to be.
He's afraid?
Well, yeah, because, I mean, other than you, most people appreciate me for who I am. Okay, so then we have the last one. I saved this for last. But you know the lady with the bird?
Your mother?
Yes.
Okay.
She is very upset that we don't refer to her as our mother and that we refer to her as the lady with the bird. Uh-huh. And she wants to know what the meaning behind that is, because this lady reads into everything. Like if I said I like blue, she'll want to know like I like blue instead of something else. So she was very upset at the fact that we did not refer to her as mom.
Is anyone any other comments out there?
I think I've covered all of them.
Oh,
okay. I'm just so looking at my notes. So those were the comments from the
first. What's next? What is
your mom's first name?
Oh, that's a whole. Oh my God.
Well, Natasha.
I didn't know this was such a complicated question.
We have problems now. We just got to go with Natasha. She was given a birth name that I'm just going to say it starts with an H, and if you guess it, that's on you. But Natasha is her preferred name.
Natasha
and LaRue.
She gave herself the name Natasha. Which goes back to the original thing she said. She wonders why she's referred to as the lady with the bird. Mm-hmm. I think it's better personally, but that's okay.
Well, I like Mama Natasha's self-appointed name, Natasha, and I like the name LaRue.
Okay.
You do?
I do.
What? The name is fine. It's the bird himself. That's the.
Does LaRue, does he know how to say Natasha? Or is LaRue a female?
LaRue is a male. Usually intoxicated. She'll get mad that I say that, but he likes to have a little wine with his dinner.
Honestly, if she's ashamed of it, she shouldn't do it.
Well, when I stayed with the bird for 3 weeks, I put him on a detox because I wouldn't get close enough to him to give him wine. So he did go through detox and came out okay.
Does he drink out of the glass?
Yes. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yep.
Goes straight into the glass and drink.
Or the bottle, probably, whatever he drinks. I mean, like most alcoholics, probably. So
I saw him on Saturday.
Oh, you did? Oh, yeah, you did. That's right.
What kind of a bird is LaRue?
Annoying.
He's a parrot, a conure, I think is the correct
condor.
Conure, right? Or
condor.
I don't know.
So they live to be like really old,
too long,
right?
Unfortunately, yeah, pretty old. Yeah. So she needs to make friends with someone because we're not taking them.
Yeah.
So,
what if she left you LaRue in her will?
She knows not to.
Unless there's some zeros behind them, it ain't happening.
Poor LaRue.
Yeah, oh, poor LaRue. Maybe you. Would you like a bird?
You know, maybe. I like birds. No. I used to have pet birds.
I don't even.
He might like Katie.
There's so much we're not saying.
I know.
I can tell you. I can tell you off the air, Katie.
Okay.
I
need the
because if she doesn't like the
dirty
fact
details.
That,
yeah,
there's some interesting ones.
Okay. So before we get into some reality TV, we got to talk about Super Bowl. We haven't been on since after. Let's talk about Usher, Raymond, whatever you want to call him.
Worst halftime show ever.
Scott.
Katie, what's your opinion?
I love the halftime show. I love roller skating.
Roller skating was amazing. Did you see the
by the way,
that fell off the stage, though?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, she was on roller skates and fell off the stage.
Okay,
those roller skates
were
from Minnesota.
I saw that Rydell skates.
Yep.
1,500 hours apiece.
Yikes. Hmm.
I know. But see, I didn't think Usher was bad either. Like, he sounded a little shaky at first.
Yeah.
But
so did Alicia Keys.
She did. Yeah.
Usher was one of my favorites in high school, and I feel like they are really catering to people my age with these halftime shows.
Usher will be here for two nights. Did you get tickets?
No, I didn't know he was going to be here for two nights.
He'll be here two nights in the upper deck. Cheapest seat I saw, unless I was in the pre-sale, was $119 for upper deck.
At XL, or where is he going?
Target Center, believe it or not, for two nights. I think it was November 2nd and 3rd. Endorsement for Usher.
Does he still have his Vegas show? You know?
I think it's ending. I think this was all planned because he's got a new record out and he's going on tour. So I have to say that I didn't hate the show. I mean, it was, I don't want to say boring. I mean, it was just out there, but Maya and I were very disappointed he didn't sing DJ Got Us Falling in Love. Mm. That's one of our favorites.
How would you know? He sang every song for 3 seconds and then it sounded like this. You wouldn't have even known he switched songs, except for that he roller skated once. And I mean, he's a great dancer. There's no doubt about mm-hmm. that. Every song was wrapped into one and he sang them for like 3 seconds. I thought he was terrible. I don't think he is terrible. I just thought the halftime show was bad.
I think that there's so much pressure now. Like, I mean, I know you're going to laugh at me for this, and I do love her, but I mean, I thought Katy Perry was fantastic. Like, but I think the pressure now.
What are you doing with your face right now?
I'm thinking. Like, The Weeknd made me sick. Like,
weird.
The Weeknd.
Yeah, I didn't like that one.
He made me sick.
Well, he made you dim. You got dizzy.
I know. I know. And last
Katy Perry was
okay.
Good. What,
yeah,
who said
was.
Katy Perry mm-hmm. wasn't good?
No, I'm just saying that the show, like, there hasn't been necessarily a show like her. Like, Justin Timberlake, who I love, obviously, I thought that was great. It was here. But, like,
yeah,
Katy Perry, I feel like, was the last to put on a show. Like, last year's was pretty good, and they had all the different people come out, and they kind of put on a show. That's what the point
was. Last year, Dr. Dre, or was that the year before?
Dr. Dre, yep, and Snoop and Eminem showed up. That was pretty cool, I guess. But
I liked Bruno Mars.
Oh, Bruno Mars is the best. Yep.
You've just named six people better than Usher so far. You haven't even named Prince.
Yeah, Prince was.
Well, if you want to go way back, you got Prince, you got Michael Jackson. I mean, to be honest,
Madonna.
Even though it ended badly, Janet Jackson and JT.
Mm-hmm.
Britney Spears with Aerosmith, right?
Oh, that was good. Yeah.
So basically, Usher did suck, like I said.
Well, I don't know if I think he sucked. I think it was a little underwhelming, but I liked
him
so much.
It was just too much of the same. Yeah. Maybe he would have just stopped and sang his songs because I like his songs.
Right.
I listened to two of them today on Spotify, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm. Which ones?
Oh My God.
Yeah.
And You Make Me Wanna. You Make.
Make Me Wanna.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh. Interesting. Were those on your playlist or Drew's?
Yep.
Oh,
mine.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, every morning, our alarm goes off and it's usually set for a little before 7. And then my daughter always says, "What time is it?" And I have to say it's 7 o'clock on the dot. And I have to go into the whole Usher song.
Okay.
And it just is constantly in my head.
Katie, I'm so glad you brought that up. Have you ever seen these videos, TikToks, where people like, and they go and say, they go and ask, so it's usually like a basketball team or a team or whatever, and they go up to all their teammates and saying, "What were you doing at 7 o'clock?" And then half of them know. They're so good.
Yeah,
I'm
good,
sure
yeah.
Scott has no idea what we're talking about.
Isn't that an Usher song?
Yeah. But yeah. Right.
I like Usher. I just didn't like the halftime show.
Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty fun TikTok.
I've seen those. I like those a lot.
Yeah,
and it's always like people in their 40s or 50s that are coming up to like younger kids and asking them things and nobody has any idea.
Yeah, they have no clue. That's pretty cool. So then before we leave the Super Bowl, we have to mention Tay-Tay. She was on the field loving her man. Yeah. Thoughts on that or we just move on?
I like the kind of cringe look she had when after the game, Travis Kelce was like yelling about like, I don't know, whatever he was yelling about, like party yeah. man. Like,
yeah, he was a little.
Into her and she looked a little like, oh, please stop.
Yeah, he was a little wound up.
Yeah, understand. And
today they're at the Australian Zoo today, supposedly.
Oh.
She sent the plane, the very controversial plane, sent to go get her man, as they say.
I thought it was proven she's not even in the top 20 for usage of private jets.
I don't know. I personally don't care. I mean, like, good for
no,
you.
No, she's not even in the top 20.
Oh.
I don't think. But there's people, like, of celebrity uses of jet. Maybe she's in the top 10, but there's a lot of people ahead of her.
Well, just let her live her life. I think she's doing okay.
I agree.
I have no problem. I said it last or 2 weeks ago. I have no problem with her.
Maybe it's a good time to mention KFNU 41 Frogtown Radio.
Wait, what did you just
say? Did I say it wrong?
A you little didn't even bit. Say it
a little bit.
You right, had the wrong me. First letter.
Yeah, you're unless you're on a different.
Scott knows how to do it. You want to do it, Scott?
This what is did I say? W.
Oh, you W. Said K- yeah. Why did I say
KFNU 4192? I don't know what
I didn't
you said.
Say 90. 94.1 is what I said.
You said 41.
I did. Look,
yeah. W F N U.
Perfect.
Well, I wasn't quite done, but okay.
Oh, keep going. I couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, why don't you try it?
Well, why did I say K? I don't understand.
I don't know why you said
N U.
90.
Tom Radio. 94.1, correct?
You got it.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
we need to get
so
Connor on here to do it.
Yeah. And that number
Connor's
again
on
is...
Lock. Yeah.
Yeah.
Connor's
yeah.
on.
Connor's got the phone number memorized too.
Oh, so, yeah. I Goof, can't do that.
You yes. were saying that you've had a hard day or hard
yes.
week at work. How are things going at your new job?
Well, I will say, and we might as well give a shout out to Highland Popcorn since we talked about it being on the... Things are going very, very well. We've put in a tremendous amount of hours, which is okay because the support of the community has been fantastic. And the love for Connor, even though he's never there, has been amazing. He has more visitors than I don't even know, and he's never there. But things are going very, very well. Tired, working probably 12 to 14 hour days. But... again, very grateful. We're in the My Villager, which used to be the Highland Villager, just this week. Nice. So that was nice. Monday for Minnesota Live, we had a lot of people come in from that. So, yeah, things are going very well.
So I was there for the soft opening and got the Peppermint Crunch one. What is this?
Peppy
what's
Crunch?
The Peppy Crunch. So good. It was gone
well,
by the end of the day.
I like popcorn.
I don't like popcorn, but I ate the whole thing in that day. So it was really good.
Wow.
And
that,
then we,
that was good to know.
We also got
caramel corn.
Caramel corn. Yeah, it's caramel corn with the peppermint and chocolate drizzle.
It's with almond, right? No, I'm just kidding. No,
yeah, okay, Dan. No, it's white chocolate. We have some help that is
Katie knows
learning. Oh, yeah, your friend Dan.
Our friend Dan.
Our friend Dan, who's a wonderful man, very kind with his time, but could use some cashier 101 etiquette, to say the least. Like, personally, I don't know if I'd want to be coming in, bringing my product to the register with a guy wearing gloves that has cheese all over it because he was eating it, and then he wipes the corners of his mouth.
Out of the case.
Yeah. Out of the case. And no matter how many times I ask him not to, he still does it.
Well, that's a testament to how good the popcorn is.
Clearly, because the man has eaten, like, every time he comes in, it's amazing how much product he's eaten.
So, are you guys still hiring for people with disabilities to work there?
We are. So right now we have Tuesdays and Thursdays, we have two groups coming from the agency. We have hired one young man. I guess he's off the street because Seamus asked him if he would like to at least just maybe kind of see how it goes. Well, this was Super Bowl Sunday. So considering he worked 6 hours Super Bowl Sunday and the way it was, kind of felt like we owed it to him to hire him.
Awesome. That's great.
So, yeah. So it's really difficult. And if anyone's listening, you know, that is looking for a job, it's really difficult because we have so many requests and so many people coming in. And I know how hard it is for them to do that and put themselves out there to ask for a job. But we just don't have the ability to hire. It's really sad, actually, because there's so many that we could hire and wish to, and hopefully we get to that point. But for now, it's kind of based off, you know, the agency and our needs. And then we're going to rely on volunteers. But I sure hope we get to the point where we can hire a lot more.
Yeah, I've had a few people reach out to me asking if you guys are hiring.
Oh, nice.
So there's three individuals that are looking for work. So,
okay, awesome. And we're just kind of taking names and asking them to keep contacting us, because as things go, you know, it's only been a week and a half, almost 2 weeks, and it feels like a year already. I mean, so I hope we can get to that point, because that's what it really is.
Katie, do I know any of them?
You do not. One of them is Christian, who I'm a PCA
for. That's what I was wondering. Yep. I thought it might be our friend Scott.
No, I don't know if Scott knows about it yet. I'm sure he'd love to work there, though.
Well, I'd love to have him work with Goog.
Look, first of all, I'd love anybody at this point because I'm by myself 90% of the time, and it's very difficult to get a whole lot done. But, yeah.
You'd have to play Trans-Siberian Orchestra, and then you'd be fine.
Well,
Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Yeah, whatever.
The leprechaun, as some of you know, he either forgets to turn the music off, forgets to turn it on. So today I just sit in silent all day, and he keeps telling me he's going to give me the password. So it's an app on your phone. So, but I have the app, but I have to log in under Highland Popcorn to control. And I said, well, why don't, it's pretty easy, just reset the password and then you can give it to me and be done. Well, he's been looking for it for like a week. So,
So what kind of music do you guys play?
Well, I walk in and it's got Bob Dylan, which is source of Bruce Springsteen, you know, which is fine.
No way.
Yeah, but I requested during business hours, we have like the 70s, you know, I would probably put on the Earth, Wind & Fire station, but so we've compromised to like 70s or yacht radio. Yacht,
yeah.
Something yacht like rock. That. But mm-hmm. Yeah, but if he's in there alone, he's cranked up to the boss, and so we don't have similar taste in music or anything else for that matter.
I'm right there with you guys. I'm not a big fan of the boss or Bob Dylan.
No,
neither.
So, but he pays the bill, so if that's what it takes to have him listen to his music, so be it. So Katie, so before we get, because I know everyone's dying for our top five, and I think the way we should do it is like each give five, then four, then three, build up.
Okay.
But I have to ask you, do you watch Love is Blind?
Yes, I'm caught up. I finished
the
episode.
So you watched
today.
Yesterday. Okay. Mm-hmm. So Scott, you might have to sit back and I actually think Scott would like this one, but he'll never try it or admit it. But
I haven't watched TV in 2 weeks. There's no TV here.
Hmm. You don't have your phone.
It's this weird streaming thing that I don't know how to do. So
I have the same problem. The TV in my bedroom went out, so I haven't had TV in my bedroom, which is really a big deal. So the thought process was we're going to take the TV, well, not we, because I'm the only one. I'm going to take the TV from the living room. This gives me a great opportunity to upgrade the size of the living room. Well, by the time I'm done with my day at 7 o'clock, and the last thing I want to do is go to Best Buy. So I'm going to have to eventually. I don't know how we got on this subject. Anyways, so
we did.
You're right, Katie. Let's first talk about Matthew.
Matthew, okay.
The biggest tool in the history of reality TV. He's the one that left.
He's the serial killer.
I am telling you, I have watched a lot of reality TV and every single type.
Yeah,
of,
that's true.
This guy is without a doubt the single biggest tool I think I've ever seen on reality TV.
Well, there's been a few other tools, like that one guy who was a veterinarian. He was really bad.
Yeah, he was bad.
Yeah, but the Matthew, he is a tool, but he gave me very big serial killer vibes. Like,
yes,
his like weird seriousness, and then him walking out of the dates and the pods.
Yes.
And then him saying the same exact thing to the two women.
He literally said the same thing to two women.
Yeah. And Scott, it wasn't just like something like random. He said he asked about their fathers because he needed to ask their fathers for permission for their hand in marriage. It did work for both of them, but the one girl left when she heard he said this to the other woman.
But the other
because gym. So the women go into their own pod and they talk, you know, some do, some don't. So they were talking to their friends, and the other one overhears word for word what he was said to her to this other girl.
Love is blind.
So let me rewind so you get the concept. So this is with Nick and Vanessa Lachey.
What channel is this on?
Netflix. And this is season six.
Did I not just tell you my issues with streaming shows?
You have more issues than with streaming shows.
That's actually the only one.
So the purpose of the show is they go under these, you can't see what they look like, and they go under these pods. They date all these other men and women at the same time. And, you know, and because you don't see them, you just get to know them emotionally. You have an emotional connection. And then they end up proposing sight unseen. And then they get to see each other for the first time. And it's pretty obvious.
They're not actually blind.
No, they're not blind.
Oh, that would have been
That would be a cool show too.
Right. Way
that
better.
Actually would.
Yeah. Way better.
So, well, speaking of blind, then, so Katie, how about this girl that says she looks like Megan Fox?
Oh, gosh. I'm feeling bad for her. First of all, her fiance, I am not a fan of.
No, I hate, not at all. He's really a tool.
Bro-y and like just icky.
Yeah, and he clearly doesn't like her. And he's forcing himself to say, I love you 45 times a minute.
Yes.
Who's Megan Fox's boyfriend?
Machine Gun Kelly.
He just tattooed his entire body black.
Well, she dyed her hair blonde, so is that...
Isn't that the guy?
Maybe. He's got the blonde hair. The rapper.
I'm pretty sure
This is why everyone's tuning in, because we are on top of our pop culture game. But anyways, I'm not female, but like if I'm a female out. And I'm going to compare myself to someone... Megan Fox is a pretty tough.
He blacked out his entire body.
Oof.
Why?
With the tattoo.
Oh.
Is his face like blacked out as well, or?
The only reason I know this is because the person I live with, as I was driving her to work today, told me this.
Oh.
Hmm.
So I don't have a lot of details, but he did. I just looked it up and. He debuts new blackout tattoo.
Ooh.
doesn't make sense.
Really weird. Yeah.
So is there anyone you like on Blind?
Oh yeah.
I don't know if there's anyone I like yet.
I like AD a lot. And I like what's her fiance? Trey, maybe? Is that his name? Or Clay. Right? His name is Clay.
Clay.
He's okay, but I like her a lot better.
I like her. Clay's not my favorite.
Yeah, he's like
my other daughter, Kendra, likes is it Jimmy or Johnny? The one with the kind of the slick back hair or the blonde, you know, it's pulled back little bit, the blonde hair. Yes. He had an awkward conversation about birth control with his girlfriend, which I was uncomfortable about.
Yes, because he's never experienced someone who's not on birth control, and she is not on birth control.
Right.
And so, yes, that was an awkward conversation.
Yeah. Well, and as a girl dad, I'm thinking, dude, you should just quit already, because I mean, her right to do whatever she wants.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
I liked the couple that called it quits already.
I agree. And I'm terrible with names, but he literally was on his phone. Like, it was like as soon as he got back, he was on his phone nonstop. He's the middle school principal.
Yeah,
I forget his name.
Wait, middle school. How does he go back to middle school after being on the show?
Well, he probably won't, but maybe.
And he didn't do anything. Like, they were both really respectful of each other.
Totally.
And, like, they were both, they both seemed like they were religious. They both talked about God a lot. So I don't think he did anything that, like, his middle school students would think is shocking or anything.
No, I agree. I they're very respectful to each other.
Is this show's about reality TV, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it is reality TV. It's not about reality TV.
No, I've been on this show. It seems like
you mean our
show?
You mean the selfie line?
Yeah, no, this show that you have, that we have, well, you guys, whatever. I've been on it twice. It seems like I've been on for 2 years. The most famous or most controversial thing in reality TV right now is this Vanderpump Rules thing.
Yep.
And you don't talk about it.
Well, we haven't got there yet, but it.
Oh, okay.
She just won the People's Choice for Best Competition. For being on Dancing with the Stars. But it's actually old news, to be honest. That happened almost a year ago.
But it's happening now on TV.
No,
by the way, and then I know I'm going all over the place, but I don't know how much time we have. But this is because I'm old and I'll forget. I don't know if Katie's aware of some of the other shows you watch. I don't know. What are the people that listen to this show called?
The Goataholics.
The Goataholics. I like it.
That's just there's so much.
Yeah, so
you're so jelly.
Do they know some of the
shows and that are very successful? Just be
what
happy.
What are you talking about?
I'm including you in this one.
It's not about the show or the losers that listen to you. It's about the shows that, I mean, I don't know if Katie's aware of some of the other shows that you watch.
Well, I know you like to watch The Farmer Needs a Wife.
I was going to get to.
Pimple
how much time do we have?
Yes, the pimple popper thing.
We have about 20 minutes.
Okay, because I was going to ask you if you're caught up. It's on tonight, but because I had some thoughts on that too. But how about this? How about next show? I give the top 10 reality show, my top 10 favorite reality shows of all time.
Oh yeah, all right, let's do it.
Fine. That's fine.
Like how far back are you going to go?
Well, we can. I mean,
all time.
The problem is, like, you can go back to like The Biggest Loser. I love that show. I wish I was on it right now, but it's like we can go back. But there's a lot of these new shows that probably have like if I did this 2 years ago, it'd obviously be different because there's so many new shows out.
You watch some of the like the plastic the botched one you watch. Mm-hmm. And this toe,
I can't watch it anymore because I have a
foot
hard
one
time.
You watch.
The foot one was nasty. I forget
but
what
you
that
watched
one
it.
Gross.
Well, I watched
what
it
is the
for
foot
research.
One about?
It had like bunions. It had like hammer toes. It had
but you watched it.
It was nasty. And then they would show the surgery. So like they actually would like show them breaking the toes to move them back to where they should be. And that one was pretty gross.
But you watched it.
I did. My 600-pound life is a favorite of mine. I mean, I can name a few, but we won't spoil in what order. That one.
No.
What about So what makes it a reality show? I'm thinking about like Hoarders or like those DIY home shows.
Those are, originally, I mean, I think they're all pretty much scripted at this point, right? But it like the Kardashians, which I don't watch. I've watched some, but I mean, they were kind of the original.
The original was The Real World.
Yeah, The Real World. The Real World
was great. The Real World was probably, that one was the original. And that one was great. Like they had New Orleans and Hawaii and San Francisco. And then like Dr. Drew used to have celebrity, I think it was called Celebrity Addiction or Celebrity, and they were Celebrity Rehab is what it was.
Uh-huh.
And they would have people like Vern Troyer, Mini-Me and China and all these celebrities, D-listers that.
And by the way, just for the record, none of them are still alive. So congratulations to Dr. Drew.
That's too bad. Yeah, what was his show with Adam Carolla?
Oh, that was like Loveline.
Loveline. Yep. Yeah, I love that show. Yep. Yeah.
I mean, there's so many, but like The Housewives I never watched. I never got into that one. Vanderpump I never watched, but because she was on Dancing with the Stars, I kind of wanted to see what it was all about.
She's on Broadway now.
Yeah, in Chicago.
What's the deal with Vanderpump? I've never watched it. I don't know anything about it.
So I asked Maya because I didn't know. Apparently it started there, like all worked at the same restaurant. And then they started hooking up with each other. And then, and then it got bigger and bigger. And then so one of the couples with Ariana, the one that was on Dancing with Stars, now she's in Chicago on Broadway. Her live-in, I don't know if they're married or boyfriend or what, but of many years. She came home one day and he was cheating on her with her best friend.
Good reality TV.
Yeah, it was real reality. And then there was a huge fight and her dog died. This is the funny. And she said, I don't know the dog's name. So I hope so-and-so haunts you for the rest of your life. Talking about her dog. I mean, just nonsense. But so that one, I guess, was pretty juicy. But I don't know a whole lot about that one.
Well, I've only watched one season of Real Housewives, and that's the Salt Lake City season, where one of the women gets arrested on the show in season two. And it's really interesting because Salt Lake City, is a lot of Mormons there. And so a lot of these women are Mormons or ex-Mormons. And it's really interesting to see, if they're still in the Mormon religion, what they can and can't do. And this one woman is divorced and she left the Mormon religion because of the divorce. And it's pretty interesting. Go ahead.
I think Real Housewives of the Amish is going to be fascinating.
I would watch
that. About the only thing they haven't done. One of the other OG reality shows was Kate and John. Remember?
K+8.
Yeah. K+8.
Oh, she had eight. Yeah.
Yeah. That was an original too.
I feel like that didn't end well either.
No.
Okay.
I don't think it did. And then Hugh Hefner's girlfriend and then she was dating the receiver from the Vikings, Hank Bassett. Oh. And then he cheated on her with a guy. That one got messy too.
Hmm.
Kate, what was her name? Kate. She was blonde hair. I can't think of her name.
But I can see her face. Yeah.
So there's all kinds of, so many that go way back. But 90 Day Fiancé is one of my favorites.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. So, yeah. So I don't know. Maybe with that. Oh, let's do Farmer Wants a Wife real quick. And then we'll get into our top five. So I need to ask you before you give me your opinion on it. So they have all these beautiful women from New York, all these places, and they put them on the farm with these farmers dressed in their Daisy Dukes, like as if.
Wait, time out. The farmers have Daisy Dukes on?
Yeah, you should see them.
That is so gross.
I don't know, and I know it's made for TV and everything, but yuck. It's so unrealistic. They have Daisy Dukes, cowboy boots, cowboy hats. I mean, even if they're working on the farm, they're not going to be dressed like that.
I agree.
I don't think. Yeah. Right. I mean, so I just was curious your opinion on that, but then also share your opinion on the whole show in general.
Well, I have only seen the first episode. So okay.
Oh,
I have,
so you gotta catch up.
I need to catch up. Yes.
Okay. All right. And it's on tonight too, so we'll be watching.
Okay. Yay. Great.
Okay. All right. Well, then maybe should we get right to our top five?
I'm struggling.
Sure. I
think you and I might have one the same, but
I just wanted to bring up another reality show that yes. I love. Love on the Spectrum.
Oh.
Which is on Netflix. And it's about dating for like the autism community. And they have a dating coach that comes in and like helps these people like get acclimated to dating. And the dating coach is like, you know, if you're sitting across from someone, where do you look? Do you look at their eyes? Do you look at your menu? Like, she gives them like practical tips.
Oh, wow.
On what's being that with on? A date. It's on Netflix. It's so good. It's one of the sweetest shows.
We should get Connor on.
Yeah. He'd be great in that.
He would be really, yeah. Wow. Okay. Well, I'm going to have to watch that one because that's
really good.
I'm going to guess if he was on it, he'd end up having his own spinoff.
Well, how about Flavor Flav? Remember, he had a dating show. Travis Kelce had a dating show.
He did?
Travis Kelce had one like his first or second year in the league. Yep. He had a Kelce, I can't remember what it was called.
I was not aware.
So let's, I think we should all give, so we'll start with five and move up to one. I think Scott should go first because his,
what? Good.
Yeah. But because you give us your fifth, then it'll go Katie and then me, and we'll just keep going around until we go through one. But you should go first because it's going to be nonsense anyways.
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
That's your fifth.
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
I'm going Mark Ruffalo. That's my fifth. Who? Mark Ruffalo, the actor.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. See, Katie's is going to be far more entertaining, I think. All right. My fifth is Katy Perry.
Katy Perry. Okay. Scott, your fourth?
Fourth would be Triple H.
Oh, Triple H. Scott, I'm impressed that you're actually, okay.
My fourth is Bruno Mars.
That's an excellent one. That mine, you can see a pattern here, which will flip, but number four for me is Mila Kunis. Mm. Yes. What is, by the way, back to Bruno Mars, because I went to his concert with Maya. What are they called? A hooligan. We were hooligans that day. They took our picture with like a cardboard cutout, and then you had the hashtag. And yeah, we're a couple of hooligans.
Fun.
Yeah.
Where is David Bowie?
David Bowie is not alive. It's got to be
on
alive.
Your list?
He's not on my list.
Okay. Three for me would be Stephanie McMahon.
Oh.
That's like a wrestling woman, yep. Vince McMahon's wife? Sister?
Daughter.
Okay. Wait, can we just put a quick pause? Do we have time? Because So Scott and I used to work actually at a supermarket, and there was a beggar named Paul, and Stephanie McMahon was a bad girl. You know, the bad guys, bad girls, or whatever. And I would go into work and tell him how hot she was. And Scott, and he would get so mad because he hated her, and he would like throw, like he would always put the bags away, and he would throw the bags on the counter because he was so mad that I thought she was hot because he thought wrestling was real. So it was really kind of funny. So I didn't even think of that until he said Stephanie McMahon.
Yep.
Okay, so we're on three.
We're on three.
I'm struggling with two, but go ahead.
My third is right in your guys' wheelhouse, another wrestler. I bet you can guess who it is.
The Rock.
It is The Rock.
Oh, you know what? How could I not have The Rock on mine? Wow. I'm disappointed in myself, but that's a great one.
Thank you.
Yeah, so my three is Adam Sandler.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yep.
My two... I'm struggling with two. I have one.
No, you got two.
Two would be, I would say, Mickey Mouse.
think you can make that happen.
I already have that one covered.
Well, I was going to say Prince, but I already have a picture with him, but he's not alive.
Oh, you have a picture with him. Well, that's cool. My number two is singer and actress. Not very well known, but maybe you guys know her. Janelle Monáe.
Oh, I know she is.
I've heard of her, but I don't know if I could place her.
She, go ahead.
Yeah, she was in, oh my gosh, what movie was she in? I'm blanking.
You've definitely seen her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, new Katie's would be good. So my number two is Earth, Wind,
and Fire.
What's
wrong with mine?
No, actually, I hate to admit it, but I'm somewhat impressed that you did the assignment and that good.
Actually, I didn't do this. I didn't know the assignment, but I'm doing it as we speak.
All right. Well, then my number two is Earth, Wind, and Fire. So now, drum roll. I don't whatever.
Well, my number one is The Rock.
Ooh, nice. Right.
I'm disappointed because I don't have The Rock in there. I'm very disappointed in myself, but I still like my list.
My number one is probably, I feel like I'm the biggest fan of this person of all time, Paula Abdul.
Oh, straight up. You know, she's coming here too.
No.
What, like the 90s, or did she already come? She's coming, I think. Mystic Lake, like on the 90s.
No way.
I'm going to look it up for you.
Can I predict your number two, your number one?
You'll never. Here's the thing. You can't. I think I will. No, but here's the thing. You'll never guess it.
It's Paula Abdul's cat.
MC Scat Cat.
Straight
from
cat.
Scat Cat. Yeah, Scat Cat or whatever.
Cat, what a great song. First of all, I don't think either one of you are going to guess my number one.
Well, give me
a
clue.
It was between two people that I thought I could group together, but then that really is kind of cheating. So I had to, break it.
Milli Vanilli.
Oh, that would have been. One of them is no longer with us, I think. So Millie. I wanted to pick both of these people who are related, but I had to only pick one for, otherwise I'd be cheating. Neither one of you could ever guess this one, but it's Barack Obama.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And Michelle Obama. Because I think I always wanted a hug from Michelle Obama because I think she gives great hugs. Just a thought. But Barack Obama,
well,
I think, would be my number
Someone else that I used to live with absolutely despises Michelle Obama.
Oh.
This individual came home from school one day absolutely devastated because she ruined his school lunches.
I know. I had one like that because healthy school one. Yeah.
He's like, I hate Michelle Obama. I'm like, how do you even know who she is? She ruined my school lunches.
Yeah.
She's not all that great, is she?
I don't know. I think she would.
Barack Obama. Well, okay.
I was thinking of Donald Trump would be like fun to have a selfie with.
So all joking aside, I was going to say him because it would by far be the best selfie to have. For thousands of reasons, none of which would be serious.
Right.
I feel like, I mean.
Like, you know, the lady with the bird, if you did take a selfie with Donald Trump, the lady with the bird would.
Mama Natasha?
Yeah, disown you.
Yeah. She's not super open-minded. So.
No, she's not. She would disown you.
But, well, that's fine. But I'm not worried about that. But she's not, because she preaches. She's not, like I said, she's not open-minded.
I did Google Paula Abdul Mystic Lake, and you are correct. Yes. She's going to be here for the Magic Summer Tour, and that's June 23rd with New Kids on the Block and DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Oh
yeah, the Fresh Prince is out.
Yeah. Well, right. I
did remember DJ
Jazzy. The Fresh Prince doesn't necessarily need to go on these anymore.
No, but what is, I mean, no offense,
Katie, that's kind of like your Vanilla Ice concert.
Yeah, I think. Yeah. Although this is at
outside
at the amphitheater.
Oh,
yeah.
I bet it's fun. I bet she's fun still.
I saw her in Michigan. I went down there just for her concert maybe 5 years ago, and it was fantastic. It was just her. And it was
one of the best songs for that.
Mm-hmm.
I think New Kids on the Block would be actually surprisingly good.
Yeah, I like them too.
I'm boycotting all boy bands until NSYNC gets back together.
What makes you think they're getting back together?
They have to be getting back together.
In fact, I am going to.
Well, maybe not back together, but they're going on tour.
I'm going to do the same until O-Town gets back together.
Ooh. And I'm going to do the same until the Teddy Bear Band gets back together.
Oh.
Well, yeah.
Teddy Bear. Speaking of Teddy Bear, have you watched the new season of Ted on Netflix? You know, The Bear?
The Bear.
Mm-mm. They have a TV series out. It's kind of filthy. So if you like about filthy teddy humor, bear? It's actually really funny. You know the movie Ted with Marky Mark?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, he's not in the TV show, but it's on Netflix. And it's really kind of funny, but it's might not be everyone's taste.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan of the movies. I think it was a little too...
Yeah, well, then you won't
raunchy.
Like it.
Yeah.
Because the shows are a little raunchy. I didn't know what to expect.
It's
so I feel like I should have redemption, and I should mention WFNU, Frogtown Radio, 94.1. How'd I do?
Really good. And I will also add to that, if you download the WFNU app for your phone, you can just go to your app store, search WFNU, then you can listen to the Selfie Life on demand anytime you want to.
That is amazing. And I will share that also on Facebook for those of you that are on Facebook.
I'm not going to let you off the hook. I don't think it was that good.
What?
It was way too robotic, way too stiff. It's got to be something like, this is WFNU 94.1 Frogtown Community Radio.
That's perfect.
You
got to
say it with feeling.
Well, I'm going to practice for next time because that's a lot of pressure.
By sitting there going, this is WF.
That was supposed to be kind of the joke because for whatever reason I said K. So like I was emphasizing the W to make sure that everyone knew that I had it right.
Why don't you try it one time from your heart?
Well, it was from my heart the first time. I just screwed it up. It's always from my heart. My heart is just overjoyed the fact that I am allowed to have this platform on WFNU 94.1, the Selfie Light, for those of you listening. And we could take a poll of Scott.
How about for the people not listening?
So next week, what's our homework for next week?
Okay. So next week, my homework is to come up with my top 10 favorite reality shows of all time, but let's come up with one that the three of us can do together. How about top five song? Well, that's kind of broad. I'd have to narrow it down to a genre. Or do you have any ideas? I'm open.
I like top five reality shows. Scott, do you have enough knowledge of reality shows to?
Yeah, I can do. We can do that, or we can do your top five worst listeners to this show.
Yeah. Well, again, thank you for listening to The Selfie Life. Thank you to my friend, Katie.
What song closes this show?
Interesting.
We haven't even got in, and we have to go, but we haven't even got into how close I was to becoming an iPhone member.
Oh, wow.
That close.
You could have been in the club with us. Wait, Goog, are you an iPhone member?
No, I'm Android.
You guys,
I'll
tell you what, if iPhone wants to sponsor the Selfie Life, I'll switch.
All right, putting it out there.
For me, it's not the phone, it's the watch and some other stuff, but we'll talk about that on another. We'll talk about that next time we're on what, Goog?
The Selfie Life. Bye.
On
WFNU. I caught myself. I said it correct.
Work on that for next week.
All right.
See ya.
All right. Thank you. Selfie.